Chapter 10. All right, everypony, let's just cool our cutie marks for a second here, Jazzhoof interjected. The director galloped over before any pony else could make another baseless accusation. Do not point hooves. Pop Pony of the Year is a competitive category, but none of us here would ever stoop so low as to ruin another's performance, right? That's amateur stuff. We are professionals. Rara sighed with relief. Couldn't have said it better myself, replied Songbird Serenade. The two newbies, Daisy Chain and Featherbangs, nodded in agreement, clearly hoping to appear above amateur stuff. The others looked less convinced. Pinkie Pie couldn't help noticing that Moonlight and Ritzy seemed disappointed. Thanks, Celestia, we have enough time to fix these sets. Jazzhoof trotted over to the door, leaned down, and inspected the broken door lock. It didn't look like the work of unicorn magic. From the scratchy scrapes on the metal, it appeared as if some pony had picked it with a rusty tool. But we obviously need to ramp up security around here because this isn't going to...
Cut the mustard? Pinkie Pie finished for him. Toot the flugelhorn? Burp the baby?
All of the above. Jazzhoof replied sincerely. He faced the group and crossed his hooves. He was maintaining quite a cool composure compared to how he'd been when some pony had messed up a dance move. Now call in your best security ponies and designers. Put yourselves back together and get your flanks dancing again. The show must go on. He stuck his muzzle up in the air and pranced out of the storage room to find himself a restorative, cold-pressed fruit smoothie. Even for him, it appeared, this was too much drama, and he loved drama.